This is Morning Edition from NPR News with Linda Wertheimer. I'm Renee Montaigne. Police in London have shot and killed a man at a London subway station. He was said to have been wearing a heavy raincoat. The incident underscores both the intense investigation and the sense of disorder in the city and also tension there. Today's shooting comes just a day after four small explosions hit the London transportation system. Joining me now is Karen Sloan of the Associated Press in London. What do you know thus far about what happened this morning?
What we can say at the Stockwell station is that police do confirm that they've shot and killed a man at Stockwell station. It's on the northern line. It's in the south of London, and it's not far from Oval Station, where one of the bombs went off last week.
Now, witnesses have been telling the BBC and other news organizations various descriptions of what happened. What do you know about how this came about?
Apparently, police were pursuing a man and chased him into the station and shot him in front of witnesses. Some people were saying that they saw police officers pump him with as many as five shots. As I think you said in the introduction, he wasn't carrying anything, but there was some indication that he may have been wearing a thick coat of some kind.
You know, London police, known as bobbies, are famously unarmed, or historically had been. It sounds like they're aggressively working to protect the city, possibly in this case as an example.
Definitely. You see a lot more armed police than you did. When I moved to London 15 years ago, you hardly ever saw an armed police officer. But nowadays, it's a fairly common occurrence. And one would imagine that if this current situation continues, we'll see more and more armed officers all around.
There was also a word this morning of a bomb scare. It turned out to be apparently a scare at one of the city's mosques. What was that all about?
Apparently the leaders of the mosque received a bomb threat phoned into them, so they called out authorities, evacuated the building, and a sweep was done at the mosque, but nothing was found, and things went back to normal there. That mosque in the eastern part of town, perhaps closer to where the bus had a device on it yesterday. It was sort of in that general quadrant of the city. The thing about London is it's large and it sprawls. So you divide it into quadrants, north, south, east, west. That was in the eastern part of town.
And has there been any reaction from Londoners yet on this shooting this morning, which, again, we don't have really any details on, but a man shot dead at a subway station?
People are nervous. Anytime things like this happen, people are going to be more nervous, although people continue to use public transportation because they have no choice. That definitely is going to add to an atmosphere of unease and tension around town. There's no question about it.
Karen Sloan, thank you very much. Karen Sloan of the Associated Press speaking to us from London.